This book is about finding your soulmate. And the first step to finding your soulmate is to drunkenly make out with your soulmate in the back of a cab that you'll forget you paid for until you look at your bank statement. Welcome to the hookup scene. We hope you brought a travel toothbrush. Navigating this hive of scum and villainy, and in some cases HPV, can be tricky. How can you be sure that you're hooking up with the one and not some jamoke who just happened to look good in the low lights of that painfully self-aware dive bar? You can't. You can, however, up your chances of knocking boots with the one if you narrow your pool of potential hookups. Maximize your chances of going home with a winner by ruling out the losers. You'll thank us when you don't wake up on an air mattress next to a 34-year-old wannabe DJ named Klaus.
Stop hooking down and start hooking up. Let's be honest. You don't always make the best decisions for yourself. Sometimes, you miss the FedEx delivery because you're too scared to answer a phone call from an unknown number. Sometimes, you go to McDonald's and order the Quarter Pounder value meal instead of the much more sensible fruit and yogurt parfait. Sometimes, you stay up all night just so that you can sleep on your 3-hour flight to Houston the next day. Then you're too tired to enjoy Houston's famed Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center. You do the same thing when you sleep with someone who should be below your standards. Like somebody who doesn't have a job, or even worse, somebody who works in social media. That's not hooking up. That's hooking down. And you're not going to sleep your way to the one by hooking down. Let's examine some of the people you're likely to run into on a night out. Listen to this book at a bar and we'll help you sort the creepers from the keepers. Go ahead. We'll wait. We'll have two of whatever you're drinking. Two for each of us.
Come on, a TGI Fridays? You don't want to have sex with someone who's been eating loaded potato skins all night. Let's go somewhere that doesn't have snowshoes on the wall. Okay, that's better. Now look around. Who do you see?
A guy with a Macklemore haircut.
Why shouldn't you pounce on this trend-hopping fashionista who may or may not know that his haircut is identical to the signature do of the Hitler Youth? Because he might be a Nazi. Or, equally distressing, he brought a picture of Macklemore to his barber and said, like this. Either way, this guy is a serious hook down.
A girl with purple hair.
Ah, a girl with purple hair is like a horse wearing a fake horn. The first time it was done, everyone was like, wow, cool, a unicorn. How unique and quirky. But then a bunch of horses started doing it, and it stopped being special, and you stopped believing in unicorns. As interesting as it might seem at first, having sex with a horse is a major hook down.
Some dude with a leather messenger bag.
Nothing says, I'm ready to be a live-in boyfriend, like a leather messenger bag. Because inside every leather messenger bag is a leather-bound moleskin notebook. And you know what's in that? Feelings. This is a man who thinks and feels and feels and thinks and would love nothing more than to feed you his signature pancakes and teach you how to make French press coffee after you hook up on his tasteful leather couch. So much leather.
A woman with bangs.
Bangs take maintenance, which means she's probably responsible. Not to mention, there's a 95% probability that anyone with bangs likes baking. After all, bangs are the apron of the face, which is perfect because you like eating. Enjoy the smell of fresh red velvet cronuts while you hook up. Note, if those bangs are uneven and freshly cut, stay away. This recently dumped hot mess hasn't even started the eat phase of her post-breakup eat-pray love.